Proverbs chapter 24. Do not be envious of evil men, and do not long to be with them, for their heart meditates on violence, and their lips speak of ill treatment. A house is built with skill, and it is established with expertise, and rooms are filled with knowledge, and all kinds of precious and delightful belongings. A wise man disposes over strength, and a knowledgeable man increases his power. For it is with strategy that you can wage a war, and success comes through taking much counsel. Wisdom to a fool is too lofty. At the gate he does not open his mouth. As for him who plots doing evil, they will call him a schemer. The scheming of a fool is a sin, and a mocker is an abomination to men. If you flag on an adverse day, your strength is feeble. If you refrain from delivering those who are being taken away to death, or who are on the verge of being killed, if you say, "Look, we did not know this," does not he who examines hearts discern the matter? And will he who guards your life not know, and will he not requite a man according to his deed? My son, eat honey, because it is good, and honey from the honeycomb, which is sweet on your palate. So get to know wisdom. It is for your life if you have found it, and it has an effect, and your hope will not be dashed. Do not wickedly hold an ambush at the dwelling of a righteous man, and do not lay his place of rest waste. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and get up again, but the wicked will stumble into trouble. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart exult at his stumbling. Lest the Lord sees, and it is wrong in his sight, and he turns his anger from him against you. Do not be infuriated at evildoers. Do not be envious of the wicked, for the evil man will not have any posterity. The lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not involve yourself with the fickle, for suddenly their downfall arises, and who knows the demise of them both? These things too belong to the wise. It is not right to show partiality in judgment, saying to the wicked man, "You are righteous." Peoples will vilify him, nations will be indignant at him. But to those who rebuke a man showing partiality, it will be a delight, and a good blessing will come on them. May one compliment the lips when a man replies with straightforward words. Prepare your exterior work and make it ready for yourself on your site. Then afterwards you can build your house. Do not be a gratuitous witness against your neighbour, and would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, "As he has done to me, so I will do to him. I will requite the man according to his deed." I passed by the field of a lazy man, and by the vineyard of a weak-minded person, and what I saw was that thistles had overgrown it all, and that its surface was covered in nettles, and that the stone wall was dilapidated. So I took note and laid it to heart. I looked and received instruction. A little more sleep, a little more slumbering, a little more folding the arms to lie down. And along will come your impoverishment and your penury, like a man with a shield.